I have a terrific volunteer co-host who has stepped in, Jeb Burnside, who is the editor of Aviation Safety Magazine. Now we have Peggy Chabrian, who is the president and co-founder of Women in Aviation International. And we have Kelly Murphy, who is the director of communications and the editor-in-chief of Aviation for Women magazine, both under Women in Aviation. And tomorrow's going to be a really big day for you guys, isn't it, Peggy?
Yes, it is. It's the 10-year anniversary of Women Venture at EAA.
Where did 10 years go?
That's a good question. I remember coming back from Oshkosh in 2000, excuse me, in, 2007, and on the phone with Pat Lupke, a lady who works with us in some of our marketing and PR things, and we were talking about how Oshkosh had gone and everything, and the Women in Aviation Breakfast we've been doing for a number of years and get, you know, great turnout for that. She said, you know, wouldn't it be a great idea if we were to get the Guinness Book of World Records to come out to Oshkosh and get a picture of all the women pilots here at Air Venture at one time? And sure, and it'd be a great chance for the women who are here to interact and meet each other and you know, a little exposure with the Guinness. So she initiated that contact that never happened, but you know, that idea sparked something that now has grown into a multi-day event here during Air Venture.
It really is. Kelly, what? I mean, it was a picture, and it was breakfast, right?
Yes.
Because we were doing breakfast.
Right.
But Kelly, tell me where this has gone. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So it really started as a one-day, one-time event, and look what it's grown into. This week, we're really celebrating 10 years of Women Venture every day, which got kicked off last night with a social event hosted by Endeavor. And it was just a great way to mix and mingle, get inspiration, connect with young ladies and older women, such as myself, to connect.
An ice cream social.
An ice cream social.
Oh, very nice. Who doesn't like ice cream? That's true.
So really, every day this week, we've got something planned. And
what's going on today?
So today we actually started by, again, handing out T-shirts in preparation for tomorrow's big photo.
These are free T-shirts.
Free T-shirts. And there's three locations on the ground to get them. The Women in Aviation booth in Hangar B, the 99's booth, and also EAA Membership Activities Center.
Okay, but it's not just walk up and get your T-shirt. Let's talk about who can have this T-shirt. Who are we hoping is going to come to this picture tomorrow? Because it's more than just the women pilots.
Right.
Now.
It started out just pilots, but now it's all.
It's everybody. It's your engineers. You work in an aircraft manufacturer. You're an air traffic controller. You may be a student learning how to fly, and or you're in an engineering program. We're really looking to encompass and embrace all those women in aviation in whatever career pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea behind the T-shirts was that for that one day,
that picture,
you would actually see how many women in aviation were here at this show.
Right.
The idea that we could stand out a little bit and find each other. Because, as you know, I mean, stats would tell you there aren't as many women as there are men in the aviation industry. And we're not being prejudiced here.
No. You're absolutely right. There are fewer women in aviation. That's not the way it should be.
Well, and the other thought about the T-shirts were, yes, for the women to connect with each other, if you will. But also, the thought was, well, and those of you listening on the radio right now, when you tomorrow see these ladies walking around on the field, and maybe you're here with a spouse or a friend, and you're here coming to Oshkosh, and maybe you're not engaged in aviation yet, but you've got the bug or you've been thinking about it, stop one of these ladies and just ask, how did you get into aviation? Or if you have a specific thing that you're interested in, ask the question, because they want to help.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly right. The whole idea is reach one. Right?
Yes, right.
I mean, wasn't that one of our slogans one year? Reach one.
Yes, it was.
And to connect. Engage. Inspire. That's what we talk about, right?
That's exactly right.
We've got, well, tying back Women in Aviation, EAA, which has had a long history since the start of Women in Aviation's organization, we have the president of the Warbirds of America, Connie Bolin, and the president of Vintage Aircraft Association, Susan Dusenberry.
Sweet.
So we thought it was a nice way to let them talk about their associations and what they do to the Women in Aviation Breakfast attendees.
That's exciting. And then at lunch, you've got some other people going up on the stage.
Janet Lapp, who is the aircraft owner, and she's going to be talking about change leadership. That's during the luncheon at 11:30 at Theater in the Woods. And, of course, prior to that, we'll all be gathering on the Boeing Plaza at 11 for the big photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's just Wednesday.
Yes.
What else is going on this week?
So we kicked off, as we said last night, with the Women Venture Social, and then last night there was an Aviation Appreciation Dinner hosted by the 99s. We have all our activities on Wednesday, and then actually ALPA, for the first time, will be having an ALPA Women Fly-In on Friday evening.
That's something totally different.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So is that a dinner or a cocktail party?
It's more of a reception, and the primary audience they're trying to attract are young people who are thinking about maybe going into an airline career, and they'll have some women airline pilots there to give some brief presentations and just be available to talk and answer questions.
Oh, now see, that's the sweet spot of this week.
Some very smart on their part, I would add.
Yeah, it really, really is, because I know that there are ALPA airlines that are here, and I've seen them even in the exhibit hall,
yes,
and they're looking for pilots. It's starting to get to be crunch time at some of these airlines.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. And what's your feeling about this as far as, you know, Women in Aviation gives away a lot of scholarships for flight, for mechanic training, mm-hmm, you know, for leadership training, management. What are you guys seeing?
Well, what you're just saying, the airlines are looking for pilots and mechanics right now. There's a shortage projected for the next, at least the next decade, and we're seeing larger numbers of people coming to our conference, for example, because a lot of the majors and regionals are exhibiting, and they want to talk to them about jobs.
I think when it comes to regional airlines, and Kelly, you can back me up on this because I think you've done some work with them, it's no longer projected.
Well, that's true. It's here.
There have been some news stories in the last few months about regionals having to cancel flights for lack of crew.
That's right. And so they're actively here, really quite a few of our regional airlines are here.
Signing bonuses.
Signing bonuses and really trying to show really that bridge program too. Start at a regional airline, get your time in, get your experience, and then move on to that major partner airline. So it's a good career progression that there will be jobs there for a long time. So those opportunities are out there. Not just in the cockpit though as well. There's a big need for the technical aspect of it too. Mechanics, you know, flight attendants as well. There's really just a great career progress and your life extension in the airline industry. So it's great to see that.
Yeah, we actually have a big presence at the radio station right here among our volunteers of Air Wisconsin pilots and even from the training department at Air Wisconsin. So we have definitely heard that they would love to find qualified people who have the right attitude and are ready to become team members at their airline. So
Drones, another area of aviation that's taking off, literally. So we're trying to encompass a lot of different areas and invite people to check out our website.
Well, that's not the only thing you have going on. You guys do a lot of work. You know, there's been some talk about pushing the outreach program down through the grades. And this is something I've heard from the colleges. They're realizing that if they're going to recruit people into their aviation programs, and they're struggling with that, they need to reach out to not the high schools, but the middle schools
and
the elementary schools. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing about that?
Well, on Saturday, September 23rd, we're having our third annual Girls in Aviation Day, and we're expecting probably 6,000 or 7,000 young girls ages 8 to 16 to be introduced to aviation through our local chapter network around the world, and we're expecting 80 to 85 of our 112 chapters to be holding an event this year.
Outstanding.
Yeah. The number continues to grow, and we're in coordination with that, too. We're going to be publishing our Aviation for Girls magazine this year, which will really be focused on our readers, which are girls ages 8 to 17, and what they're thinking about doing. Perhaps it's related to aviation in a way, whether it's in the cockpit or in an aircraft hangar or designing an aerospace engineering aspect. So we're really looking forward to this year. That looks like it's going to be really doubling in size yet again for the third time.
That's really exciting. Where could girls get a copy or find out more information about Aviation for Girls and about Girls in Aviation Day?
It's all on our website there under our chapter section. They can go there and find out where they live, where their local event is, and Aviation for Girls will be distributed at all those events.
Yeah, all the chapters holding an event have got their information posted. So.
Where are you guys on the field here at EAA?
We're in Hangar B, Bravo, and love to have you come.
Where in Hangar B, Bravo?
2041.
Okay, booth 2041.
We're right near the Theater in the Woods. If you cross the road, Theater on Knapp Street, and you go in the back door of Hangar B, we're right there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We've got a few t-shirts left for tomorrow morning, so please come by, and also a few more tickets available for breakfast at 8
tomorrow.
That's exciting.
So. I have Peggy Chabrian, I have Kelly Murphy, and Jeb Burnside. Thank you so much for being on Attitude Adjustment.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.